Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to the What We Said podcast, everybody. Happy Tuesday, and I hope you're ready for a hooting time. A hoot time.
A hooting time.
A time of hoot.
That was our guest of the show today. Guys, we have two very special guests, very highly requested guests, Leif and Nick.
Always.
Insert your applause. Thanks for coming back on the podcast.
No problem.
Happy to be here.
I know you guys were, like, they've been begging us lately.
Every week.
Every week. They're like, please, please.
So they listen every week and they're like, oh, when I'm listening, I just want to be on the podcast so bad.
Exactly. So much to say.
So we finally gave them their wish. Oh, don't mind my speaker blowing out. We are going to play kind of like the newlywed game today. No, Leif, it's fine. He's coming over to check the audio. Trust me. We do this every week.
All right.
We are independent.
We don't
queens.
Need men.
We don't need you. Although he did set up every ounce of the equipment. We're going to play kind of like the newlywed game, which is essentially fun little questions. I tried to pick more unique questions that aren't just like super boring. But basically, when I ask the question, like, what was Chelsea's first? This is not one of the questions. This would be very obscure, but it's like, what was her first grade teacher's name? Or what was the other person's, what was your spouse's first grade teacher's name? And then you answer for each other. So Nick, you would answer for Chelsea. Chelsea
makes sense.
You get the vibes.
Yes.
Just making sure so you don't answer for yourself.
But it's oldie wed game.
Exactly. Because we've been married almost
seven
years.
Wait.
We got married within a month of each other.
Six and a half,
but a month less than you.
Okay.
Crazy.
Six and a third.
You act as if you didn't film our wedding and know that it was a month after your guys's.
I can't remember those timelines. Felt like a while after we got married.
Your drone footage was awesome.
Great work.
Not even footage. Our first look. Literally, there's so many beautiful like moments of me and Nick.
He's the
like,
drone the drones of the mountain. Boof.
No, the drone footage was too
like,
fast.
Like too fast.
Like over the mountains. You know,
my first drone experience
was actually really good. I thought it was good.
It's like a roller coaster. It's like going up, down.
Literally. The video was a vibe, though.
Yes, 100%.
Do you guys have any? Can you grace us with some life updates? That's usually how we start our podcast. I know you guys aren't like huge fans of the podcast, so you don't know that, but
right. It's not my number one.
Awesome.
Maybe top 10.
Leif, do you listen to podcasts? Because
I never hear you
listening to podcasts.
No.
Do you, Nick?
Depends. Like I go through like phases. Mm-hmm. I think right now I'm more on like audiobook.
Mm.
But
I was thinking about audiobooks today. I think I've listened to an audiobook once. It was like years ago. And I was thinking that seems really nice because it's essentially you're reading a book, but you don't have to ever actually read it.
You don't really retain. Yeah, you don't retain as much. Like I have to like listen to it multiple times. Mm-hmm. I feel like
my favorite time to listen to an audiobook is on a road trip.
Yeah, that's a great time.
Because you do retain, because you're literally just driving and listening.
Mm.
That's nice. Right. Chelsea, did you get your lashes done or something?
Yeah, I did. I got my brows tinted.
That's what it is. They're like dark, but they look good.
Dark, thank you.
Do you ever do that?
No, but I remember you saying that your eyebrows were kind of like more red when you got them laminated, remember? Uh-huh. And I told her, I'm like, my eyebrows are like going blonde. She's like, well, that's because when you get them laminated, it like bleaches them a little bit. Like it takes the color out. So she's like, we gotta tint your brows.
Interesting.
I'm just kidding.
Cool. Does not care about us. Okay, sorry. In their defense, I did ask them for life updates, and then we started.
I'm like, anyways, my lashes, they're stunning. Okay.
I went surfing with Leif a couple of times, and
yeah,
Leif is really, really good.
I'm amazing.
Yeah.
No, I'm
flying
not.
Down the line.
I saw some videos of myself. Nah.
It's always
I'm not there.
They like ask him and Keaton asked me to film them, and then when they see it, they're triggered. Like, we suck.
Well, like, you only see people on YouTube and stuff who do those huge waves, like the best of the best surfers. So then you probably compare yourself to that and you're like, oh.
It's literally the same way with anything I do. You like think you're doing real well at golf and you like watch a video of your swing that someone took and you're like, what the heck was that?
Well, don't be the best humble, way to Nick. Learn. You show me sometimes your swing and you're like, I'm
yeah,
going
there's
pretty
sometimes.
Good.
There's sometimes.
Honestly, I think anyone can relate to that with anything. Even when I see a video of me podcasting, I'm like, that's the face I make.
Yes.
That's how I'm sitting.
Yeah.
We're all just, you know, self-critical of ourselves. It's okay.
I do listen to the podcast, but I probably won't listen to this one because I can't stand listening to my voice.
That's Why? Also a common consensus that a lot of people hate the sound of their own voice.
Because
I can also relate.
You hear it coming out of your mouth differently than you hear it back because of like the echo
in
your head.
In your ears or in your head.
You know what comes to mind when I think of hearing my own voice back is I'm trying to relax and enjoy my evening and all of a sudden I hear this grating, agitating voice. That's me.
Same.
Leif, any life updates for us?
I got a record player.
Oh yeah, I saw that on your Be Real.
Vinyl records.
Yeah.
And that's been fun.
I did purchase a Miley Cyrus record
for
us to listen to.
There's just such a vibe about listening to like a vinyl.
Yeah, it's so fun.
I love
really
Miley
fun.
Also.
He's been playing it a lot. It's been fun to just have in the background when we're like making food or just hanging out around the house. We've been in our dancing era ever since he got the record player. It just...
Dancing? Little, like doing the swing?
No, just like, you know, we're both just like jamming while we're making
That's
food.
One thing.
Oh, nice.
Kind of like dance battle. Like I do a little dance move, send it off to JC. She does something.
I'm dead.
There are a couple that can absolutely move too.
Like,
Nick goes, have you seen Leif's dancing TikToks? I'm like, of course I have. It's like, he's good at dancing.
They're viral.
They are viral.
Of course, who hasn't seen them?
I like the ones where you like slide in your socks to start it
off. Yeah, that was the best
one. The Tame Impala one. This is an important note. In order to be a good, bad dancer, so in order to like jokingly dance poorly, you have to be a good dancer. It's kind of like singing. Like in order to sing really bad on purpose where it's like, oh, you're trying to sing bad, you actually have to be kind of good and on pitch.
That's true. You have to have a good, you know, strong chest voice.
Yes. So I think if you can jokingly dance bad, it means within your soul, there are good dance moves.
Well, I was serious. Like, I thought he was really good.
Yeah, that's where the dance moves come from. My soul.
Yeah. Well,
he's so serious.
It's
my soul.
It's very evident in the TikToks. I think that's why they all do pretty well is because people can feel your spirit.
Your
them.
Soul.
I'm smiling.
It's very stunning.
He really was.
Okay, well.
I've been calling JC Jay the last few days.
Cute.
It's so funny. He's just like they're like, did you take your supplements, Jay? I'm like, what is Jay?
Jay?
Trying to make it a thing. I'm like, okay, go off.
I'm
honestly,
dead.
I like it.
It's yeah, cute. It's cute. I've been trying to.
Do you like Chell?
No.
Oh,
what's
not
the
Chell?
The adding the S is this, it's still one syllable. Chels.
I know. I just Chels. Maybe Chell is you know more unique.
Chell. What about Chelly?
What about Chellen?
Chellen. Still two syllables. Just the same as my real name.
Like
Sea Dog.
Ooh, Sea Dog's good.
You know, with Nick and Leif, you can't really. Have nicknames.
Well, Nick is a nickname, technically.
Rob Nicholas. Yeah. True.
Mm,
but, you know, being called a nickname is kind of endearing.
Mm-hmm.
Like when people call me Jace, I know that they know me well.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that when people call you Chels?
Yeah. Well, some waiter or like someone checking me out like at a
checking you out.
Literally checking my order out at a like coffee shop one time. I was like, thanks, Chelsea. Like after they saw my name, I was like,
what that is the? Kind of a jump
That's
scare.
That's a weird yeah. thing to do.
They probably knew you. From the podcast.
He's like, thanks, Chelsea. I've been watching you.
I've been listening very closely.
Yeah.
Do we have any life updates? Honestly, I don't have much. I didn't write anything down.
I didn't either.
I have been in my Pilates era.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, nothing much to report on. Same old same.
Yeah. I haven't done much.
Been taking I've a lot of vitamins. I've just been sitting
and doing nothing. Not done
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, Chelsea and I are in our Symbiotica era.
Yeah,
well.
So is Nick. Me and Nick, literally, it's like, takes almost like a good chunk of our day to take all of these supplements. I'm
it's
like, each one is 12 pumps, so
it's
I'm like pumping.
Oh, I don't ever take those ones. I haven't done that yet.
I do five of those.
Oh,
and
you're
then
kidding.
No.
It's a lot. I took like four on an empty stomach.
I do
I
like the pour. No, each they'll tell you if you should take it on an empty stomach or not. So you got to read.
I know. I just
not the bad press for the for
no,
the
no
yeah.
it was
released.
It was actually really, really good. Like they taste a lot better than you think.
Yeah.
You know what my favorite one is? The activated charcoal.
I haven't tried
big
that
fan.
One.
Big
That's
fan.
The only one I haven't tried.
Tastes like lemon meringue pudding or something. It's Ooh. A vibe. I've been taking it in the mornings on
Have
an empty
you guys
stomach.
Tried the one? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
no
you, Casey. But I'm just so excited. The one that you literally
scrape
Shilajit and you put in your water.
Is it good?
It's like, it's liquid gold. It's
well,
actual
let's not make
gold.
False
there's gold.
Claims.
No, there's gold elements in there. There's like.
What does it taste like? Like shiz.
No, it doesn't taste bad. It tastes like.
Kind of like tea, probably. I haven't tried it yet. You
yeah.
know?
It. What? Sorry.
Does it taste like tea?
No.
Like metal?
Yeah.
Kind of like.
But it doesn't taste bad. It tastes like it's just really good, like mineral water.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm but I felt amazing after
really?
I drank it. Yeah.
I was going to say, like, I feel like my skin and I've felt so much more, like, with it. I can't think of the word. I'm like, I felt.
No, your skin looks amazing.
Oh,
thank
you.
I have been feeling the same way. I'm like, I have more energy than I've ever had. And my skin looks better than it has in a long time. And everything is flowing
I've also been having dreams lately, which I feel like shows me that I've been getting better sleep almost. I feel like my brain is back
Love
to normal. I'm like, oh, like I remember my dreams in the morning and I'm like, whoa. Like,
can I please share? Can I be so annoying and share a brief
yeah, I'm
moment?
You, though. I'm sharing a dream.
I'm sharing a dream.
Because no one cares.
I know no one cares. It's like, I know for five, I know it, but I have to. I had a dream last night that I hung out with Hailey Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so just, I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to be one of my good friends. Like we just get along so well. This is a moment. And my family was randomly there as well. And my dad was talking to Justin because they're both Canadian. So they were like
what
really connecting heck? On that level. And then we were out to eat and Haley and I were literally like sharing a bowl, like eating out of the same thing. And I ate off the fork and I was like, wait, sorry, we just met. Like, do you care that I'm using the same fork as you? And she's like, oh my gosh, not at all. And I was like, we're literally
Such
best
an
friends.
Intimate dream.
Such an intimate dream. Not a fantasy.
Really?
No, anyway, it was a great dream. I woke up, it was one of those very vivid ones though, where I was like that for like the first few hours of my day, I was like, that happened.
Yeah.
It was so real to me.
That is so weird.
Anyway.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Cool. No, it is. It's like happened. When you see her, cool. then you're gonna be like, I already know you. It's gonna be a lot more natural.
Yeah, people love that when you're like, me and you were friends in a dream, so we're friends in real life.
She's gonna be like, yeah, I'm unfollowing you immediately.
Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. You guys, you need to be taking care of yourself out there, okay? It's rough. It's a rough world we live in, you know. Everyone's got their own things that they're dealing with. And you got to take care of your body and you got to take care of your mind too, okay? Your brain is your body, but it's also your mind, you know? So you really got to focus on making sure that your mind is taken care of because it's the only one you got, you know? And that is why BetterHelp is so amazing. BetterHelp is an online therapy. They have plenty of support for you guys to, you know, whether you're dealing with something like sleep issues or depression or anxiety or, you know, major life change, BetterHelp is there to help.
They are online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat only therapy sessions. So if you're not, you know, in the mood to see anyone on camera, you don't have to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Sometimes it's just nice to talk to someone outside of your life who's, you know, unbiased and licensed to help you, and they can give you tools and help you move forward in a healthy way. Like Chelsea said, if you are dealing with like depression, anxiety, or if you're just overwhelmed and stressed out and feeling like you need some support in any way, they are a great option. So our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/whatwesaid. That is betterhelp.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out if you guys want to look into therapy. It's a great option.
If you guys happen to listen to our last episode that went up on Friday with Daddy Shervin, then you know that it was a banger. It was so good. I showed Nick all of the stuff that Symbiotica and Shervin had to offer, and he also was like, if this man started a cult, I would join. It was so good. I just feel like he has so much to offer in terms of education with health and wellness, and he got us hooked on literally all of his products. We got his shower filter. I swear, have you used the shower filter yet?
I swear my hair has never been better.
Yes.
It's so soft.
And my shower smells different.
I am shook. I needed to chat about that with you. I hadn't yet.
It's so good. I literally am squirting all of these supplements in my mouth every morning. I seriously feel so good.
Same.
I will live and die by Symbiotica.
Totally. It's like genuinely actually life-changing, you guys. I'm so happy that we get to have them as a sponsor and work with them, and also that we had Shervin on the podcast. Like, everything's just flowing. Symbiotica is a health supplement company designing sophisticated formulations that are scientifically proven to increase vitality and longevity by filling nutritional gaps that result from our modern day diet. They have like the highest quality bioavailable ingredients and the most advanced delivery system. I was saying in this episode, I already said this, so I'll be brief, but I love the activated charcoal little pouches. I love the vitamin C pouches. They have so many different supplements. They have this like super greens, which is an amazing way to get like natural plant compounds. They have like chlorophyll, broccoli seed, and all these other alkalizing greens. Amazing way to support detoxification, boost your energy levels, and promote healthy immune responses.
I added the liposomal, I think that's how you say it, vitamin C into my smoothie. And the vitamin C is a synergistic formula that plays a key role in immune system function, collagen production, and healthy aging. It contains bamboo silica, one of nature's most beautifying minerals required for collagen production, normal cell function, and strong connective tissue. And something I love is it will tell you on the package like what it, you know, can help with, which, you know, just makes taking the supplement that much sweeter.
For sure. You guys can take their online quiz to figure out the best supplements for your specific health goals, which I highly recommend doing. Honestly, I love all their products. I also use their magnesium oil spray at night and just like spray it all over my body and rub it in. It's so relaxing and amazing. You guys can use code WHATWESAID on symbiotica.com for 15% off site-wide, or you can create your own custom bundle and get up to 45% off. The code applies on top of the custom bundle discount. Go check it out. We'll link it in the show notes. We are huge fans. Okay. Are you guys ready to get into these newlywed game questions?
Yes.
I'm ready.
Okay. Number one, I don't know how to go about this because I feel like it could take forever if we each answer. No, we'll see how it goes. Okay. If it's getting lengthy, we can do a different way of doing it.
We'll answer quick.
Okay. I'll start with you, Nick and Chelsea. Who is the tidiest?
Neither.
Yeah, we're both pretty bad.
Really?
But I think... Depends. I think I'm more organized and you're more tidy. Like, I'm better at organizing things and you're better at tidying.
That's yeah.
Good. It's a good combo.
Yeah. That's about right.
Leif?
I am more tidy.
I do not think so. Rolls his eyes.
You guys are both pretty tidy, honestly.
I do not think you're... Leif, there are so many things that I silently clean up of yours that I never say a word
you're
about.
You're doing this on purpose to make me mad, huh?
What?
Because no. That is my life to a T, cleaning your stuff up.
It's also mine, though.
No. What?
Your socks, your shoes, your hair, and your mustache hair in the sink, your nails, your clothing all over the ground. Socks is a big one that I clean up all the time.
He's just shaking his head now.
I've worn Birks for the past 2 months. Without socks.
Oh, he came with the proof.
Receipts. Why did I clean up socks yesterday?
You leave out things
then?
That spoil. Milk. Oat milk.
I think.
Chai.
I think
refrigerated stuff. You make something and you leave it all over the kitchen.
I've been trying to get better at that. I think that we are both tidy in our own ways. I admit that I leave stuff around, but I do think that I've gotten a lot better than when the past few years. Like, I always make it a point to tidy up the bathroom counter after I get ready, which I used to not. It would just be like full of my makeup and crap. And now I like pretty much every time try and make. You don't think I do?
No, you do. That's
okay,
great.
We're spending way too long on this question.
Anyway, we were quick. We did what we said we were going to do.
You did. Okay, who is the most likely to deal with a spider?
Me.
Mm.
Nick, don't pretend.
I literally did that for a living for
when
a while.
When I wasn't.
Pest control.
I'm a pest control guy. Come on.
He's a bug guy.
I'm a bug
You're
boy.
A bug boy. So okay. If there was a spider.
I don't like spiders.
No,
by
no,
any
no.
Means.
That was not the question, though. If there's a spider crawling on the floor, who kills it? Me.
I do, too.
When I'm not home.
Do you really? Every
yes,
time?
Yes. I always
I feel
do
like
it.
It's mixed. I feel like it depends on who's like.
We make Case kill it.
Bye.
Yeah. I
Chelsea,
mean,
you don't like care about spiders?
No.
You're not scared
Chelsea's
of them?
Pretty good. No. I'll let her do it.
I usually capture it and let it outside.
That's true.
Wow.
And
nice.
Then I kill it outside. Oh. I'm kidding.
And then I step on it.
Yeah. Well, this.
Casey.
But I was going to say, you've been stepping it up a little lately. Sometimes you've been doing it. Especially if they're small, he'll get them. Leif is not a fan of spiders, though.
I hate
that's
spiders.
His like biggest fear. But I also don't like them, so I'm like, why do I have to do it if I don't like it either? But I'm a little less scared, so I will do it more often.
The worst is on the roof or like the ceiling.
Oh, absolutely.
And so
not.
You have to like step on something, then also risk it falling on you, and it's just like the worst situation ever.
There was a spider hanging in the corner of my shower or our shower, like. For probably a couple weeks, and I would just shower with the spider.
He's
up there.
A daddy
absolutely
long leg.
Not.
And I would just be like, he's not hurting
it's
anybody.
A daddy long leg.
Yeah, he's harmless. Okay. He's not hurting anybody. He's chilling. But I would keep my eye on it, like check on it, just to make sure we're still there. And then one day he was just gone. So I was like, oh, maybe he went down the drain.
Our vegan queen.
Or yeah. Up your bum.
And then he wrote me a thank you note and said, thank you so much for not killing me.
Sick.
I've moved on to better places.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the thing that your spouse is most likely to end up in jail for?
Oh, gosh.
Be honest.
Aggravated assault.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible. What does aggravated assault mean? Like,
I actually
you asked
don't know.
For it?
I actually don't know. Like, maybe things got out of hand and she didn't maybe mean to like, land the punch, but it accidentally hits me.
On you?
Oh, on you.
That's domestic,
oh, yeah,
babe.
Domestic, yeah.
I would never do that, obviously.
Yeah.
Accidentally land a punch?
And then someone noticed it and was like, dang.
No, one time we got out of the car, like this tennis club, and we got out of the car, and we're walking in, and like I just do annoying things sometimes. I don't know why. But I like pretended to like
oh, that was so
do
funny.
An uppercut to his nuts.
That's like, what I'm saying.
I was like, like, you know, just being stupid. And Nick like flinched and he's like, oh. And there was a lady walking by. She's like, I'm the witness.
Yeah. It was
and
awesome.
I was so embarrassed. I'm like, I feel like a 12-year-old boy.
I felt empowered.
That's funny.
I think you would go to jail for like, I want to say like fraud or something.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
definitely.
Already knew. Like you signed up for this website, like some stock or crypto thing, and yeah. It's like actually illegal and they catch you or something.
100%.
I think Leif would most likely end up in jail for like some sort of traffic, like speeding, aggravated, like car accident because of his road rage.
All right.
This man has road rage. So one thing about Leif, he's like so calm, has like the best energy in the car. Don't make him mad in the car. Like, I'm talking other drivers. He does not
but my
like
road
it.
Rage is calm.
Mm.
I'm not like screaming, swearing.
No, that's,
just
what, makes
it calm.
That's what makes it scarier. He's silent
I'm
and he'll just like speed
killer.
Up. He'll like cut people off and
no.
like get really close to them. I'm like, awesome.
Do you say stuff? Like, are you like, do you talk to them?
Like when I'm alone?
Yeah, like you stupid
no.
idiot.
No.
Oh,
I don't talk
either.
To myself that much.
Oh, yeah, me either.
JC would have too many parking tickets.
And that's a fact. Probably already do have some that I don't know about.
She's wanted.
I'm wanted. I'm a bad girl. I'm naughty. Punish me.
Okay. What is their favorite pizza topping?
We'll go first on this one.
Okay. Why?
Switch it up.
Okay. What is their favorite pizza topping?
Yours is like just caprese stuff, like tomatoes, basil.
Okay. Like a margarita pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say yours is like pepperoni and sausage. Mushrooms?
Yeah. My favorite topping is probably mushrooms.
Okay. Wow. That is a fun fact. Not a lot of people like mushrooms.
Mm.
You're different. You're unique.
Yeah. I pick them off. Take all of the mushrooms off.
You do a half and half.
Yeah. That's the move.
Yours is pepperoni.
Yours is every vegetable you can find.
I know. And then I kind of like regret it and I'll take some of them off. I'm like, I shouldn't have done the peppers. So
you could have got a salad.
I do love olives on pizza.
That's what I was going to say. That was like
the
main one. Olives.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not lady growling at us.
Hates olives.
I don't like them either, lady.
Okay, what is your spouse's zodiac sign?
JC, you are a Capricorn.
And what does that mean to you?
It means you're money hungry. Just
oh my gosh. Money hungry.
No, you are.
What's your rising sign?
I don't know those.
Divorce.
You're hardworking. Accomplished a lot of in your life.
Thank you.
Wow.
Leif is a Virgo. And the
Leif is not messing around today. He's getting to business.
Yeah,
he's getting
next
business. Have you listened to our podcast? It's very casual.
Oh.
He's like, next question, me go for it. I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's because we're in a competition.
It's not structured.
You're trying to win.
The more I learn about Virgos, I have some people who have said their husbands are Virgos. And a trait that stands out to me that I think is Virgo related is being very particular and very like organized in certain ways. So an example is if we are going on a road trip, the back of our car is packed perfectly. Like it almost like Tetris. Like everything is in a spot. It's all perfect. And Leif really loves functionality. So he doesn't like for things to just be like thrown somewhere. He's like, no, they need to be in a specific zipper and I need to know about whatever. So
Make sure nothing clinks.
Oh,
that's my thing.
He will be pulling over.
Make sure no blood is on the floor. After I leave the victim's home.
Okay. Okay, that's not funny. Because were you the one who told?
No, Beth did. She's like, well, Virgos are, you know, most serial killers are Virgos.
Right.
Uh-oh.
So.
Isn't that your rising sign?
No. I'm a Libra rising, just in case you were wondering.
Ooh, negative point for you guys.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Just skip this question.
You're in Aries.
Yeah.
And what does that mean to you, Nick?
Yeah, what does that mean to you?
It means Aries are, they know what they want. They are very beautiful, always. They're always very beautiful. And they're always very unique and charismatic and very passionate.
Yeah. Wow, I'm surprised you knew that much. That's pretty good. You're a Taurus, which means you like comfort and you like things your way and you like money.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
You're earth sign, so you're very grounded. Like you are,
doesn't
you know,
sound like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
are materialistic.
You like it your way.
Yeah. My way.
A lot of Taurus people like food. Like that's a thing. Like they love food.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not really like a foodie.
I didn't know Taurus is like money. I didn't know that was like a thing about
that. Yeah, I mean,
oh,
they just like
money.
They like food, money. Like they're very gluttonous in every aspect. No, I mean, they like the comfort, like nice things in life.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And they get along very well with Aries.
We're soulmates.
Really? I thought you said it was like not good together.
It's either really good or really bad.
We're rewriting the stars.
Okay.
Nice. Love that.
We're going to take an ad break real quick to talk about Stamps.com. Stamps.com is your 24/7 post office that you can access from anywhere. If you're like me, you absolutely despise going to the post office. And when you're running errands, you know, I don't mind the grocery store. I don't mind, you know, going to pick up a couple things. Or honestly, I don't even mind going to get gas. But going to the post office to drop something off, to mail something, to figure out shipping cost is so annoying. And
it's
that
a pain.
And that is why Stamps.com it just comes in clutch. Stamps.com will save you time, money, and stress. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. Stamps.com gives you access to all the post office and UPS shipping service that you need from your computer. And you get discounts that you can't find anywhere else, like up to 30% off USPS rates and 86% 6% off UPS.
This is amazing for if you have like a little Etsy shop, if you're sending your products out, or if you're an office sending invoices, or even a warehouse shipping out orders. It just makes mailing and shipping a breeze. And all you need is your regular computer and a printer, no special supplies or equipment. Plus, Stamps.com seamlessly works with Shopify, Amazon, Etsy, eBay, and more. You're up and running in minutes, printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send it. You can even order shipping supplies through stamps.com, including free priority mail envelopes and boxes, which is awesome. So don't mail and ship the hard way. Sign up with stamps.com today. Sign up with the promo code WHATWESAID for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter the code WHATWESAID. Go check it out and save yourself some money and some stress. New mascara alert that I've been getting everyone hooked on around me. My mom, my aunt, my grandma, me, my friends. Okay, it's the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics. It's game changing. I have the brown black shade, which I really like, especially for my skin tone. I think it just like complements my eyes better. Tyson, actually, the other day, he's like, what are you doing with like your eye makeup lately? He's like, every clip I see of you, it looks so good. And I was like, it's the combination of the brown wing eyeliner with Thrive Cosmetics mascara. I'm a huge fan.
I feel like I can attest to this as well, because I remember you saying it on the last, you know, spot that we did. You were talking about this mascara and I was like, wow, that mascara sounds good. I've only tried their eye brightener. And then I went home and I was putting on my mascara, and I have like lash extensions on the top, but I'll put it on the bottom mascara. And I'm like, oh, this one's so good. What is it? And it was the Thrive Cosmetics one. And I was like, oh my gosh, this thing is like literally giving me extensions.
Yes. One of my favorite parts about it is that it has a very easy removal. So it doesn't like smudge on your face. It like it has a tubing formula. So it just slides right off with like warm water even, which is amazing. You don't even need soap and you don't have to like scrub it off.
Oh, nothing gives me the heebie-jeebies more than trying to literally causing so many eye wrinkles.
Yes. By
rubbing my eye to get the mascara off.
So Thrive Cosmetics makes high-performance beauty and skincare products made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. And this Liquid Lash Extensions mascara is their best-selling product. It has more than 20,000 five-star reviews. Ultra lengthening, eye-opening mascara. It lasts all day without clumping, smudging, or flaking. And it mimics the look of lash extensions without damaging glue or expensive salon prices.
Also, can we talk about their eye brightener? I have it.
Love it.
And I have it in two different shades. And when I use the lighter shade, I put it like on the inner corners of my eye and the outer corners just to kind of brighten it up a little bit, you know, make me look snatched like Bella Hadid. And when I use the darker shade, I put it on my hooded eyes and it looks stunning. Like it makes them look so much more dimensional. I love it. Also, Thrive Cosmetics has a promise called Bigger Than Beauty. So for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. They have over 300 giving partners across the country supporting numerous causes. So now is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/whatwesaid. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/whatwesaid for 15% off your first order.
Okay, this question could be inappropriate, but what's her bra size?
What's Nick's bra size?
No,
his bro size.
The boys have to answer this one.
Chelsea, it changes.
Yeah, but I actually don't even know what it is.
But
right now,
I'd say she's a classic, probably a double D.
Classic double D.
Just perfect.
Yeah, that's what I was classic. Before. That's what I was before. I don't know what I am now. Who knows?
Shoot.
Perfect.
Okay.
Getting a little
perfect. It's like, let me feel it real quick just to make sure.
Yeah, let me actually. Why don't you go over here?
Ew. Creep. Oh, guys don't like being called creeps.
Oh,
that's something I learned.
It's just a joke.
When do
it's
you like wife. Being called a creep?
I love it. Have you heard that song? I'm a creep.
Radiohead. Yeah.
Never heard that song.
Never heard it.
Cool. Bullies.
I don't really know bra sizes, but are you like a cup or something?
Well, this is a trick question because I quite literally never wear a bra. To be honest with you, I don't know what size I am. When I got like sized, like bra sized or whatever in high school.
Victoria's Secret?
Yeah, they told me I was a B. I do not think so. I think I'm probably an A, but but I haven't gotten sized for a bra in a long time.
Is there something in between A and B?
No.
How can we measure right now?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, take your shirt off and let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would guess. I would guess an A. But truly, I do not, like, I don't, I can't remember the last time I wore a bra. Or if I do, it's just like a Skims, like, soft one. So I don't, just like a size small, whatever. Anyway. Okay. What is your, like, ideal idea? Or I guess you're answering for the other person. So what is your spouse's ideal idea of celebrating, like, an anniversary?
Ideal idea. I like that.
You guys can go first.
Yours would be spending like a night or two at like a boutique hotel.
Okay.
And getting maybe a massage or pedicure or something.
Yes.
Lounging around, having good food, good quality food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty spot on, actually.
Making a few TikToks.
Please. Honestly, true.
In true Capricorn fashion.
I think Leif's ideal idea of like an anniversary could potentially be also like a weekend stay at an Airbnb or something. But definitely going to sushi or like a good dinner. I could also see him wanting to see like a movie or something. Big movie guy.
Yeah.
Or do an activity. Like go climbing, go mini golf with something like that.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Or like...
Go to the beach also, maybe.
Go to the beach, definitely.
Yeah. Nice.
Chelsea would, I think she would like going on a trip somewhere, maybe like a couple of days, similar thing. I'm thinking like maybe going somewhere that has a lot of good places to eat and fun places, like fun shopping venues to go and see, where we can not really have a schedule, but have a bunch of things to do in that area and then be able to just like wake up that day and kind of plan it out.
That is so specific and so good.
Yeah, so I'm wondering why it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
If you guys are so good at planning, yeah.
We've done that.
Yeah, we do it all the time. We went to Nobu, you know?
Went to Nobu? Oh, the hotel.
The hotel.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm literally vegan. That's like not my... Let's go get some sushi.
We ate meat at Nobu, remember?
I'm like, Nick?
He's like, No, I didn't. You were a carnivore there. You were ravenous.
I just go ham. Also, I just learned that going ham means hard as a mother effer.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yes. Nick blew my mind.
No, I did not know that.
Maybe now I'm just questioning, but I thought that's exactly what it meant.
Hmm.
It makes sense. It does make sense.
We should say going hamp.
True.
Hard. Right.
Is one word.
Yeah.
But if you use it in like the M-U-T-H-A, mother.
Mother.
Then it might go together.
True.
But I agree with that.
Interesting.
Chelsea, how would Nick like to spend an anniversary?
Golfing.
Golfing alone.
He would want me and Case, or just me, to ride in his golf cart and have like
and
probably a
clubs.
Diet Coke with ice ready, like straight from the bottle to pour into a
that's
cup.
Like that's Happy giving, Gilmore. Sorry.
No, I was going to say that's giving birthday vibes. That's not anniversary.
Yeah, I don't know, babe. I don't know if that's it.
Anniversary? He probably would just... I don't know.
It's okay if you don't know.
No, I do know. I do know. I'm saying, I'm trying to keep this PG-13.
Whoa.
I don't think you would want to go on a trip. I think you would want to just like, would you?
I don't know. I'm pretty, it depends. Pretty low key.
Okay. This is why I say golf. I think you would want to go on a trip if it was like, we go to like Sedona or something like that. And we go on the golf course because it also is me giving you things on the anniversary. And I'm like, I'll go to the golf course with you. And let me finish. And I'll ride around with you. Maybe I'll hit some balls with you. And then we go to a place I want to eat dinner. Then we go home, you know, go to the hot tub and watch a flick.
No, that sounds fun.
Go to bed.
I wouldn't be opposed
maybe
to
go
that.
On like a walk in the morning and go fly fishing and
just start saying all my favorites.
I'm just kidding.
Put it on the calendar.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay. Who has the most exes?
Nick. He's a playboy. Well, actually, no, not exes. I actually probably have more exes than you do.
Yeah. I didn't really get very, very serious.
He's kind of like a one-night stand kind of guy, you know, not a lot of committed relationships.
Please.
Okay.
I actually feel like ours are kind of similar, maybe.
Yeah, pretty equal.
Who are they?
Let me give first and last names and how they treated me. No, we don't have too many exes. Like actual relationships. I had more like relationships than I think you did though, maybe.
Interestingly enough though, all of mine live in Texas.
You're stupid.
Mm-hmm. All right, next question.
My exes.
Do they actually, or were you referencing the song?
Yeah, just the song.
Oh.
I mean, they could. Maybe could be a song and could be real life.
Okay, if they were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, who would be their phone? Who would their phone a friend be?
I think you would call me.
I'd probably call my dad.
Ooh, negative point.
Okay, I hope it's a pop culture question about the Kardashians.
Well, it just depends, actually. Yeah.
I'm sure the $1 million question would be something weird and obscure. I'm saying it probably wouldn't be a pop culture question.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, you would probably call your dad. I was thinking about your dad, and then I was like, maybe he would trust me and call me.
I would trust you, definitely. If it's pop culture, of course I'm calling
or
you.
Or science.
Yeah. Yeah, chemistry? Totally. Yeah, I'd totally call you.
A science expert.
Yeah.
Who's mine? Who would I call?
I was going to say you would probably call JC.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, sure. That's it.
Putting a lot of trust in me.
Who was the 31st president?
Yeah, absolutely.
You would
not.
Probably call your dad too.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I think Leif, this is a random answer, but I feel like you might call Marcus Johns.
For obscure facts, yeah, probably.
Probably. I feel like he knows a lot of random things.
He is. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a smart guy. But I would call your dad.
I was going to say, I would call my
and
dad.
And you would call your dad.
Yeah. You know who would be maybe second in line? Beth.
Yes. I would call Beth.
She knows her stuff.
She knows so much
about random facts, like about random topics.
She knows
topics.
Something about everything.
Yes.
Like we'll be like, oh, that's, we'll be in a place, you know, we'll be in Orange County. And we'll be like, oh, it's cool that there's a cliff that whatever. And she'll be like, oh yeah, that's called the cliff of this. And like people go this here. Yeah. And we're like, you don't even live here. How do you know that? She just knows things. She's a smartie.
She is a smartie. Probably because she went to college too.
Yeah.
Helps.
Could help all of us dropouts. Amazing. Okay, what does your partner wear to bed?
You guys can go first.
Okay. Leif wears my White Fox tee that he has coined as his own literally every night. Or a Skims boyfriend tee. And just like comfy shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Like sweat short kind of things.
Yep. I got them in Bali, those shorts. Like 6 years ago.
The ones that you wear like every night?
Yeah.
Still going strong.
Poop stains and all.
Okay.
Oh.
Just happens.
A sustainable king.
JC wears her brand new brown Skims so that when she poops her pants.
You just never know. You're not afraid of a few poop stains, I believe.
Nah. You wash them right out. No, you just, you have all these different Skims combos.
Yeah, that's a fact.
This is probably how you are too. Like my Skims collection has gone to the point where it's like so satisfying. It is maybe my proudest accomplishment in life, my Skims collection, where I just like, when I go to bed, everything, I have so many options where I'm like, okay, I have this tan boyfriend t-shirt. Am I going to wear the boxers? Am I going to wear the briefs? Am I going to wear, you know, the pants? What's the weather like?
No, I feel the same. And I was actually just thinking that because I do regular cleanouts of my drawers just to keep everything neat and tidy. And I was looking at my drawers and it was all like gray, white, like very neutral. And I was like, this is making me so happy right now.
Yeah.
That it's all, I have options and they're all neutral and comfy and I love them all.
Yes. It's the best.
Yes.
Nick.
Let's see what Nicky boy wears.
Nick wears his Spider-Man pajamas.
I was going to say also really quick, if I don't have Skims clean, I will go commando. Like I will wear nothing on.
Oh, just wanted to throw in that imagery for everybody.
Everyone picture this. No, I was gonna say
I have to tell you guys, no, I'm naked.
I really do like sleeping naked, actually. Do you that ever?
I heard that it's bad for you.
I heard it's amazing
for you.
Because when you fart at night,
ew, absolutely
particles come out of your butt and get into your bed sheets.
That's why you plug it.
So they don't get into your pajamas?
No, they do, but you wash your pajamas.
You should wash your sheets.
You don't wear them every night. I know, but you don't wash your sheets every single day. So then you get back into the poop particles.
So the particles only go so far as your underwear.
I literally used to tell my sister not to sleep in my bed because I didn't want her poo crumbs.
Ew.
Absolutely.
Ew, ew, ew.
From no more poo. That was me being rude. But
but does everyone fart at night, like every night?
It said like everyone farts like 10 to 11 times.
Really? Is this I'm beginning to be suspicious. I feel like this is one of those spiders crawl in your mouth every night.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I agree with that.
I mean, I didn't do the studies, so don't trust me. But I also, on the contrary, have heard sleeping without underwear for women is good. Because it's good for your vahoochie to breathe.
Well, I was going
to
say, you know me, I don't wear underwear. I don't like having tight things. So I'm very specific about like the Skims boyfriend. What are they like?
Boxers
or boxers, like their little shorts, and they're super thin and airy.
Yeah.
But if I don't have that option, I'm like, I would rather not wear anything because I don't like something pressing. I don't like.
Yeah.
Tight.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good for
No. Sometimes good. I'll like throw either. On like sweatshorts. Oh, they just ride up. Yes. And I'm like, ooh,
yeah,
so annoying. I feel you. But Nick actually usually doesn't wear a shirt, and he usually just wears like soft shorts or like his like little boxer, like what are those?
SpongeBob's boxers. Yeah.
SpongeBob. like those stretchy boxers, like honestly, like Skims boxers, but
yeah,
whatever kind you have.
You know, they might be doing Hims by Skims.
Oh, nice.
I feel like you guys would like that. They're so comfy.
He takes my Skims boxers sometimes and he likes them.
Yeah.
It's comfy.
Comfy.
Tell Kim to send you some more.
He takes them and wears them or just like, he smells sniffs them.
Yeah. He looks at them.
Sure.
He puts them on his pillow and that's why he puts his face in it.
That's
his
pillowcase. Puts me right to sleep.
What do I wear, Nick?
Same as like just like the Skims sets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I'm scared sometimes to not wear that sounds horrible. If I don't wear underwear, if I don't wear underwear, I know this man's slithering over within 5 seconds.
Not Slytherin.
Slytherin.
That's facts. That is facts.
I mean, yeah. Probably.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot. Okay, who is the dreamer and who's the realist?
Chelsea is a dreamer.
Chelsea's both. Yeah, unfortunately, we're both dreamers and we don't have a realist.
I'm more real than...
than you.
I'm probably more real than you.
Okay.
No, actually, it's one of the things I love about Chelsea is she's like very good at manifesting and dreaming, and like she can envision her life and what she wants and she gets it. Like it happens.
Love that. You are a realist and thank you for that compliment.
You're welcome.
I've seen your be reels. You're the realest.
You're very realist. Real.
Even when I'm like, don't post it. And he's like, it's sent.
You have to be real.
That's right.
You have to be real.
I was going to say the same. I feel like we're both dreamers.
Yep.
Like, life has never, you never, I think
follow
if anything.
With my dreams.
No, I was going to say.
Same. Honestly.
If I come up with something, if I'm like, oh, I want to do this. You have never once been like, that's not very realistic. Like, you're always like, that'd be awesome. Like, you're very supportive
affirming
of that. And you have dreams too. Like, oh, I want to do this someday. And I feel like for the most part, I'm like pretty on board for it too. But definitely. Sometimes I think I am a little of a realist when it comes to, unfortunately, your dream, not mine.
True. That's what I was going to say. That's why I'm like, I feel like you have to almost be the other half when like, Nick is being really, really like, you know, big
dreamer.
Yeah, big dreamer.
Big brain.
I'm there. Yeah, big brain, big, you know.
Chelsea's big there to knock me down a step or two.
No, I'm saying when you're being that. Yeah, I do. I'm like, oh, well, what about the logistics? And I feel like sometimes when I'm like saying all this crazy stuff, you're like, well, let's think about the logistics, which is like obviously.
Makes sense.
That,
so. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to be brought down to
earth
sometimes.
Honestly.
I feel like I was a lot more of a dreamer early on than when you try a bunch of things or you don't follow through on a bunch of things that you start to be your own, like, realist.
Oh, these are sad.
You're like, oh, I've tried that. That's a lot more work than actually is, you know.
Yeah. Start to be your own worst critic.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That is relatable as well. Okay, I don't know. This is kind of a hard question. I don't even know if I have an answer, but do you guys have, like, a story that your spouse's family tells about them over and over again? You know, like, oh, when Nick was a kid, he did this or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when Nick had his dog, Maggie, and he was walking her when he was like 8 years old. And she got off the leash. This is going to make me cry for some reason.
Oh, no.
She got off the leash and she ran into traffic. But
no.
A very, very busy street.
Oh, yeah. No. And, but someone like helped you, right? Like get her back, or you chased her or something?
So, yeah. It was like on Val Vista.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, really busy. And
like a main rain road.
Main road. It was like early in the morning. And I was walking her and she was just so bad on the leash. She just stopped and like the leash went over her head. Kind of like what happened to Beth's. In that same situation, right?
Yeah.
And she just like took off. She was gone. And I was pretty fast, so I can kind of keep up with her, but I think I was making it worse.
Wait, how old were you?
I couldn't have been maybe like 7 or 8.
Yeah, but then he came back and he was super upset, obviously. And he like looked at his mom. He's like, dogs are only good for making you cry. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, honestly, facts though. Dogs making me so sad.
It is
true. Ring the doorbell.
Oh, that's
but you should have seen. Like this is during the time where I like loved playing sports and I was trying to play football and like juking was really cool. My dad, we would always talk about Maggie's jukes. Like she was juking like all the cars. Like she was like playing Frogger in real life. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. Stressful. Yeah.
The story that comes to my mind, which you would know more specifically than me, is you jumping or you playing with your bird on your bed under the sheets. And then,
well, honestly, that story doesn't get told a lot.
Oh.
It's traumatizing.
Oh. Well.
It's triggering.
Sheesh. Basically, Cohen, Leif's little brother, they used to play with their little, they had like a little parakeet, right? Mm-hmm. Named Frank.
Uh-huh.
And they'd put him like under the sheets and like he would
because
like,
it was
around.
Funny because you could see like his just silhouette
but
running through the
when
sheets.
When they were really little, obviously.
Yeah.
Like and 16.
and one day
like six
one day Cohen was doing that with Frank, like put him under the sheets and was watching him run around kind of.
Oh no.
And Leif didn't know that and he came in and jumped on the bed and smushed him.
Oh, that's so sad.
And then Leif said it was like the most traumatizing, like he was so sad about
it.
Like
totally.
He felt horrible.
He
and
was
just
so bad
crying for
days.
Because he killed their
we
bird.
Buried him in the backyard. And I was crying the whole
funeral.
Oh, that's so sad.
That is sad.
Yeah, it was sad.
That's wow. so
it's
sad.
It's not your fault, Leif.
Well, it actually is your fault.
It is your fault.
It's Cohen's fault.
Cohen should have put a sign up.
Bird time. Bird time.
Cohen should have jumped in front of Frank.
True.
Wow.
Well, the story that comes to mind for you is when you were playing that one game where you have to like guess the numbers of things. What's that game called?
Guess the numbers of things. I don't know what you're talking
Sudoku?
About.
No.
Wits and Wagers?
Be like, how many...
Wits and Wagers?
Yeah, Wits and Wagers. How many bats are in this cave and you have to guess a number?
It's and like a board game.
Honestly,
this was not a long time ago, though. That's the funny part.
Right. The question was what?
It was like something about... Something like, oh, does this jet-propelled vehicle... Something about a jet-propelled vehicle. And I was like...
Or how fast is, like, the fastest jet-propelled vehicle?
And
you're like, I don't know. Like, are cars
I was like, is my car jet-propelled? Like, I don't know. Because I didn't know what that even meant. And my family will not let it die. They're like, you thought your Nissan Altima was jet-propelled. Like,
that's so funny.
I'm screaming.
It is a fast car.
Yeah.
That thing flies.
That thing was
I remember.
Flying. Wait, you didn't say what mine was.
Chelsea has a really good impression of a dog. And I know that she used to just like get on all fours and bark and like pretend to be a dog and like lick her family members.
Lad thought it was so funny. Lad would be like,
I think I've seen a home video
laughing.
Of it too. And that's like usually the main thing.
Look, don't laugh at my jokes if you don't want me to continue. Like if they would die laughing. So I'm like, okay, I guess I have to be a dog forever.
Yeah.
Like, this is funny.
This is hard
my
work.
Life.
This is hard work, but I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And
like
then,
lick my paws.
And then
stop.
And then Abby saw it was funny and she started.
Yes, she actually
she
did.
She was telling us about that.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, wait, did you watch that one? Because Abby starts like she's
I
younger
have
than
copies.
Me. And she would get down and like pretend to do it, but like I was like not having it.
But you're better than
it
her.
Wasn't
you're
funny
the
when
top dog.
I'm older.
Yeah.
I'm like, Abby, come on.
Definitely the alpha.
Yeah. I'm the alpha dog. I literally dominate her. Like, sure, yeah.
That's hilarious.
No, I was like 4.
What is a surefire way to get on your spouse's nerves? I think mine would be leave the, like, all the cabinets open. Leif hates that.
Yeah.
But also, do I do that anymore?
Not as much.
I feel like I really tried to work on it ever since you shamed me.
It's hard to get on my nerves.
It's true.
But JC's is when I give her love and affection while she's eating.
When he tries to kiss me while I'm chewing my food.
That's actually,
is that so wrong?
That's so funny.
And he's always like, he always tries to kiss me when, or like touch me when I'm eating. And yeah. I told him, I'm like, I love when you do that, just not when I'm eating.
Mm-hmm.
Or when I'm busy doing something. And he said, there's never a time when you're not one of those things. So when am I supposed to do it? Yeah. I was like, when I'm just like sitting around, he's like, there's never a time. I'm like, okay, at night, I don't know. I'm down for
then at the night affection. You're like, I'm just so tired.
Exactly. I'm down for the affection. It's just when I'm eating. But then you said something. You're like, there's something about you when you're eating. It's just cute. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, because you're just like in the moment. Like you're just like quiet and just.
Quiet.
Not like doing quiet anything.
Once, actually, I'll agree. I mean, Chelsea made herself like a little vegan sandwich the other day. And I was like, that's pretty cute, honestly. Like the way that she's putting
it. He always
this.
Makes fun of my sandwiches.
It's like a little vegan sandwich that she just like put
he's
together.
Like, it's just like
it has
a
like
fake
vegan
sandwich.
Meat and like it looks so normal, but it's just
it's
like.
Kind of like play food.
Yeah,
it's not real food.
And she just sits there and she like sits down and she just takes a bite of her little widow sandwich.
I'm obsessed with my vegan sandwiches. They're good. Don't hate on them. To get on Nick's nerves.
Just like, exist.
Just walk around. No, Nick is extremely patient until
to the edge.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what I really like do to get on your nerves. Well, what I said a couple podcasts ago when I say what.
Yeah, that's it.
When he's like saying something, I'm like, what?
Like, I know you heard
also
me.
Do you see Josh Richards posted that TikTok like the day after we did that episode?
What did he post?
It was a TikTok that said, when I say what after completely understanding someone's sentence.
What the heck?
I was like, okay. So okay. He's a VBG.
He's a VBG.
Anyways.
You've been taking notes?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it? Sweet.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
My turn. Your turn.
What I do?
Mm-hmm.
To get on my nerves.
Oh, man. Don't plan. Be late. Just be.
Oh, be late. When you're taking a long time.
Yeah. When I'm taking a long time, definitely.
To what? To do
just
what?
Like if we're, especially like we're going to go out, like going to the beach or something. And I just feel like sometimes I don't have enough time or she expects me to be like ready in like 2 minutes. But I'm like prepping the car and doing the stuff. But then like when she gets ready, everyone should be ready. Like when Chelsea's dressed, like, what do you mean you're not ready? It's like. What do you mean? I'm literally I just got done loading up everything in our car.
Nick's like a freaking mule. Like he has so many things that he's loading out there. I literally just have to put on my makeup and like put the right hat on and
Chelsea's
make
taking
sure
her
I look
time,
cute.
Listening to her music, getting ready, and she goes, it's like done. You're not ready? I'm like, no, I can't be ready.
No, but also I feel like you have
an
altered
too.
State
yeah.
of time.
Yeah, it goes slow.
Where it's like, if I'm like 15 minutes. We got to leave in 10 minutes. Okay, now we got to leave in 5 minutes. Like, I'm keeping you accountable. And you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got time. 5 minutes, you're like, okay, can I water the plants? I got to, you know, run out to the car, open the storage thing, get this thing out of storage. Like, you think 5 minutes is so much more time than it actually
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I think I'm a lot faster than I actually am.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That's toxic.
Like, you're like, wait, I have to shave still and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what?
I'll realize like, oh, man, this beard is really going to bother me. If I'm going to have a good day... I'm going to have to really get rid of this thing.
Yeah.
I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I have this thing where I like to wait until like close to when I have to go to do things.
Adrenaline
like,
kick.
Yeah. Like I don't actually like to be ready 30 minutes before I'm supposed to go somewhere. I like to be ready 5 minutes before.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll literally wait to do my makeup until I'm like, okay, I have 40 minutes before yes. I have to leave. So now I'll start like rather yeah. than doing it, you know, an hour ago when I had the time. I like to push things for some weird reason.
Yes, I do the same thing.
I think it's like we like to gamify things. Like it's almost a game to us. Like
it gives you more motivation. You're like, I have to get this done. So like, let's get it done.
It's like, can I do all of these things in just 30 minutes?
It's probably because I would get the best grades on the projects I procrastinated the most. Like I would wait and do a project in school until the like literally midnight the night before. And then I would go ham on it. And then I would get like an A+.
That's when
like,
the magic
sick.
Happens. If you're doing a
and
creative,
then I would plan it out and, you know, work on it 30 minutes a day like they tell you to. And then I would get like a C. I'm like, I'm never doing this again. Catch me at midnight.
Something I learned with like creative projects is if it's taking you a long time and you're like forcing something, you're probably not on the right path. If it's like something that comes really quick and natural, you're probably doing something right and you should just go with it.
Oh,
if it's flowing.
Yeah, but you never force something, like try to make something that's not, like just start over or pick it up another time.
Oh, here's a life update. Speaking of that, I've been in my painting era.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
An artiste.
And that reminded me of that because
she's really talented.
Sometimes I'm painting, I'm like, I mean, the beautiful thing about painting is it's really never like good or bad. It's like, it just is what it is.
Yeah.
But it's nice because I don't have to worry about it being perfect. It's just like, oh, it can be just fun and it just flows.
I actually think that I am very bad at painting now that you say that. Like, I think that maybe I just expect more or something, but it's like every time I
get in your head about it.
Anytime I do any sort of like art thing, I'm like, I am not good at this at all. Like, I do not have an artistic eye in this way.
Really?
Yeah. Like, at all.
I can relate to that. Like, there's some kids, it feels like everyone can draw, like, a basic set of things. And mine look awful compared to theirs. Yeah, it's so bad.
I'm just, like, but not you have good artistic handwriting. In that way.
I feel decent like that, handwriting. I feel like that's a sign of someone who's, like, good at drawing, someone who has good handwriting.
Really?
But maybe different. I mean, there's so many different kinds. It's, like, I'm not painting a portrait of someone.
What are you
by
painting for? Just for fun?
Yeah, just for fun.
Nice.
For my mental health.
Love that. Okay, we're going to end with a few quick things. Quick, you know, rapid fire. Who is the most likely to tell a white lie to avoid hurting someone's feelings?
Go ahead, Leif.
Most likely. Probably me.
You 100%. Leif, yeah. And he just did, and I have an example. It's really funny.
Oh, yeah.
This girl, this lady was walking by our yard in the front yard and went up to Leif. And she's talked to him before, like a few months ago. But basically, she went up to him and she was like, hey, it's been a while since I've seen you. How's your son? And
oh no,
Leif, he was recounting the story to me later. He's like, yeah, I just was like, good, great. He's good. Like,
stop.
I'm like, and then we were joking, like, has to keep covering up lie after lie because he doesn't
actually
have
to kidnap a child.
Yeah.
Arrow's case.
Yeah, literally.
Steals case.
Hey, what's case up to?
And I was like, what if she asked you, like, oh, how old is he now? And you don't know whether the son's supposed to be 8 years old or 3 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I was that is
he's
terrifying.
He's 18. He moved out of the house. Like, you'll probably never see him again.
Honestly, I forgot he existed.
But I was dying. I'm like, that brings me more stress to lie about something than to just be like, oh, sorry. Like, you must be thinking of the wrong person.
Yeah.
But Leif, you do that often. Like, you'll just, someone will say something, you're just like, go with it.
Yeah, because I'll never see him again. So it's like, I don't want to make them feel awkward.
Well, you've already seen her twice. Chances are high.
Twice in a year.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned.
What,
moves in next door.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, I would love to babysit your son.
Please let me see him right now. I'd say, you're a creep, lady.
No, you keep going through. Like, yeah, just give me 10 minutes. That's like every Disney show growing up.
Yeah,
it stressed
seriously.
Me out so bad. Yeah. Like, that's so Raven. I'd be like, tell the truth.
Like, yeah, my best friend's right over here. Has no, oh my God.
It's in disguise.
That is all of those shows.
Oh, it's
like
so stressful.
Little white lies just turn into these big problems.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come to, you know, they find out that it's not the truth. And then it's like this life lesson.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
100%. Every time. I don't think either of us.
I might.
Tell a white lie? I feel like you would do the opposite. Like,
I'm like, what?
Tell too like, much of the truth?
No, maybe. Like, yeah. Like trauma dump on them. No, I was just thinking of the time I told Leif and JC this already, but we were at this countered getting a rental car.
Oh yeah,
we were trying to, we didn't have our licenses because guess what, they were stolen out of our car when they stole my wedding ring. So we didn't have our ID, so we had to like take a photo of it.
I had like a temporary one that sometimes can be accepted alongside like a passport, things like that.
So Nick was showing the counter, like the person at the counter, and he goes, and he's talking kind of loud, and there's an older gentleman to the right of us, and he was also getting helped by
it didn't
cashier.
Help also that like there was like they're blocking it off with something, and I like walked past it.
You know, like for COVID, they have like
I don't get it.
The like little lane thing.
Lane thing.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've seen like COVID stuff. So I was like, what is this thing? So I just walked past it.
Yeah, no. What is it? It's like a line. Oh, gosh. I don't know what it's called. It's like the things that you make a line with, mm-hmm. like at the airport.
Yeah. Like a
ribbon kind of thing.
Yeah, but they had it like in front of the desk. he ducks under to get like closer to the desk, and they're like, sir, you have to stay behind that. And he's like, oh, like, sorry. He has to duck back under. He's like trying to show this guy, trying to reach the counter to show him. And he's like talking kind of loud. He's like, we have this, and online it said it should work. And the older guy next to us goes, and Nick looks at him and just goes, something funny. just stares at him. And the guy was like, oh, I don't know. And then Nick just kind of looked back, and I'm like, I would never do something like that. And you always do things like that. Like, you're so on it. And I'm like, oh, I would never do that. I would just ignore it.
People need to know. They need to mind their own business.
Facts. Yeah, I'll do it if someone's like rude to me.
Yeah,
for sure.
Leif will surprise me with things like that. Like, normally I feel like you don't say anything, but then randomly you will be sarcastic and like mean, and I'm like, oh my god.
You gotta love it though.
Yeah, I can't even think of a specific example right now. Well, that was it, guys.
Nice.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it was a good time.
That was fun. I know you guys. What? Not him whispering.
I trying to make a
getaway. Oh, you know, it wasn't a competition. We weren't keeping score. No. I know you guys want to make it into a competition. Awesome.
But it's okay.
We'll battle it out on the pickleball courts after this.
Yeah.
You guys podcast in this temperature often?
Yep. Well, usually it's a little later in the day.
It's hot.
Yeah, it's warm.
Yeah, sure. I'm dripping with sweat.
But you know what? Yeah. I think people are sick of the complaints about that. So I try not to mention it. You know, you gotta just suffer through the pain sometimes.
I love it.
Yeah, me too. I love sweating.
I love sweat. Fun. It feels so good.
So fun. Okay, well, thank you guys so much for being here.
Of course.
Thanks for coming on the pod. I know everyone's gonna love it. Make sure to go follow our Instagram, guys. It's at What We Said Podcast. You can be involved in all of our story episodes. We have two highlights on our Instagram. And one's called Advice, one's called Submit. You guys can submit stories through them. They're little like Google Docs. You just click on them. It's super easy. And if you want to ever like ask for advice or anything, we made them highlights, so it's a little more convenient. So check that out. Also, if you're feeling generous, make sure to go leave us a 5-star rating and review on either the Apple Podcast app or the Spotify app. It's super easy on the Spotify too. Love you guys. And
that's what we said.
Goodbye.